This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. Cold again, but I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show this morning. As Jace and our sponsors today, we have Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, and Angler U. All right. Galveston, 35 on the island this morning. That's right now. Feels like 27. Today it's going to stay cloudy again with continued cold. High of only 43 today down on the island with a northeast wind 15 to 25. And tonight, cloudy and cold again with a low of 41, north-northeast 10 to 20. And then tomorrow, rain showers in the morning. They'll evolve into more steady rain in the afternoon with highs near 50, north-northeast winds 15 to 25. That rain chance looks like 100%. But I think it's mostly going to be light. They're calling for maybe a quarter of an inch, so just a dreary day. That's not a good way to start a lot of folks' weekends off, but hey, it's wintertime. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a low, two of them. We have a low coming up at 4:26 a.m. It's a negative 0.3, then a high at 3:09 p.m. It's a 1.1. Sunrise, 6:52 a.m., sunset 6:13 p.m. We're on a half moon right now. Moon phase is 50%. Currently looking at winds around the bay. The North Jetty showing a northeast wind at 22. Eagle Point is at 17 out of the northeast. Pretty much the same up at Morgan's Point, kind of a north northeast at about 16. The old rollover side is northeast at 15. And down by the pass, it looks northeast at 19 at San Luis Pass. So, looking at water temps real quick, offshore it's 59, Galveston Channel 56, Eagle Point 46, and Morgan's Point 52. And I look for those to drop a little bit more with a cloud cover and still cold temperatures. We're going to have some more cold temperatures tonight and more wind, so, you know, cold wind, it sure chills it down. Anyway, all right, well, let's run over the Tri-Bay area over that way and check in with the Hammer this morning and see if he's up and at him. Good morning, Hammer. What's going on?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy. It's kind of windy over here.
Yeah, it is. 19 sustained, I'm showing. 19.
My little machine has 22 coming due north right now.
I told you to take that thing back, man.
It's off a couple of degrees.
Well, you're on the other side of the pass. This monitor's on the west side.
There ain't a bit.
West Galveston, I think it's Island. One.
Yeah, it's a one or two degrees off. I don't know.
Yeah, we got to be more precise than 3 mile an hour differential there, bud.
Yeah, I got to get a little better than that.
Yeah,
man, maybe it's mine. Has it been an ugly, cool, overcasty week? Man,
oh I've had enough of this, man. I know people that are they're ready to pull a dull knife out of the drawer. They've had enough.
I know, man. It's the terrible around here. I mean, with the wind and stuff. Actually, our bays have held the water better than I thought. I thought they'd be super, super low after that blow, and and it wasn't the case, and we still had water in the bays somehow or another.
Well, it's northeast has kept it in.
Mm-hmm, they east in the wind.
But. Now, yesterday morning it was gone, you know, from that blow the day before and all night long. It blew it out up this way, but this northeast will bring her right on back. Plus, you know, warmer water out of the Gulf will help, too.
Right. Well, I know when I got up yesterday morning, all four of my bird baths were frozen over. It did get to freezing down here.
I'm sure it did.
And I don't know for how many hours, and hopefully we escaped a bullet, and nothing happened. I hadn't heard of anything.
Nah, it's this
any kind of reports on fish, but hopefully everything's good. Man, I looked out there the other day, and where my Martin houses used to be, I mean, because Burl took four Martin boxes, and I had them way up off the ground on big poles.
Yeah.
Took the poles, took the barricades, took the nest boxes. I never found hide nor hair of any of that stuff. Well, I look out there day before yesterday, and there's three Martins, and they're circling right where those boxes used to be. It's like they got little radars, little sonars in there. In their system,
there'd be a lot of that. They always come back.
I know it was right here somewhere. So my wife and I went down and bought a new Martin house. That son of a gun cost $100. I didn't realize they were that expensive. But this one has 16 nest boxes in it. On it, two story. Two story and anyway, we're going to do that because I love those little boogeroos hanging around and eating as many mosquitoes as they can. On March 1st, we got the crab trap cleaned up. So that's always something everybody can kind of chip in after the commercial crabbers pick up all of their stuff. And it's like, get those killers out of the bay. You know, everyone that gets the buoy breaks off or the buoy separates from the trap and they get lost. And man, they just keep killing and killing and killing and killing. It, whatever gets in there is bait for the next thing that comes along. Anyway, we got that coming up in March. And there ain't been nothing. My boat's sitting out there. All the batteries are charged up. I've kept them plugged in over the cold weather and keep them topped off. And looking forward to getting out there. It looks like this coming week we're going to get a little break. Possibly around Wednesday, it's going to be in the mid-60s again. So, it's not going to be 70 degrees, but it'll be better than 40 degrees. So, I'm looking forward to maybe the middle of next week trying to do something as far as fishing anyway. But it's slow down here. Traffic is like non-existent. It's just that time of year, man. Ain't much going on. No, who wants to go to the beach? We had when was that? Wednesday at 7:30 in the evening. It was 33 degrees with a 30 mile an hour wind, buddy. And that it doesn't get any chillier than that. I mean, well, it could be. It could be snow and ice, but. Anyway, 33 degrees, 30 mile an hour winds, buddy. That was tough. You couldn't.
That's a little raw.
You couldn't stay. Couldn't stay out very long.
Yeah, I saw pictures up around Galveston, wind chill 6 below, and all that, all up north. That's pretty bitter, buddy. Yeah. Pretty bitter.
Right. Yeah, I'm like you. I'm ready for the sun to pop out and warm some things up. We'll get a little warming trend this week. I don't know how long it'll last.
Well, next week it's going to, it's still going to be cool and nasty all weekend. And then next week we'll get a turnaround.
Some rain this weekend.
Better temps. Yeah, we got 100% chance of rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
That old light, slimy, drizzly stuff.
I looked out and the cowling cover on my Honda was gone. And I went, oh, no.
What do you mean?
You
mean the
cover?
A cover that goes over the cowling.
Right. That goes over the cowling. And, I mean, not the cowling itself, but the cover.
Right.
Ended up over there by 257 Highway. It's a blue water highway. I said, where did my darn cowboy? I looked inside the boat. The last time it blew off, it just landed in the floor of the boat. This time I started looking around, and I seen that thing up near the highway. I went, oh, my God.
Goodness.
A friend of mine gave it to me, but still, I didn't want to lose it. I mean, no matter what was, if you didn't have it strapped down, tied down, he got blown over, but blew over or whatever. That was some wind, man, coming with that storm. And for hours and hours and hours, I think one report said winter, windy conditions for the next 24 hours or whatever. God.
Yeah, I saw a gust of like 48 and 51.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I know it was.
Well, you know, we get those rip snorters like that, you know, in February.
And, mm-hmm.
Usually they're, you know, what everybody calls blue northers, where, you know, you
right.
get, you know, the sun and but a lot of wind with it, you know, a cold front. We hadn't seen that yet. Still cloudy.
I think I went over the week, this past week, I went through about 250 pounds of mixed bird feed, Milo, corn, just a combination of stuff I got from the feed store before the cold weather set in. And I fed them. I stuffed them this week. But there's
well, plenty of it's a good time of year, you know, to keep your feeders full. I know the squirrels
yes,
drive
sir.
You crazy trying
it
to
is.
Stay ahead of
it
them.
Is.
But some pretty cool birds come back through this time of year. You know, after wintering down south, and
right, yeah, our bay started looking better yesterday afternoon. That was the lightest wind; it was like maybe 12 to 15, but it sounded eerily quiet around here at 15 miles an hour. Because from 25 to 35, you can hear the paint ripping off the side of the house. So it got really quiet yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, peel it off, man.
Maybe this thing is done. Maybe we're done with all this. And then this morning it's blowing 22. It's already. No,
we're going to keep the
flowing.
Wind in the forecast. Hillman sent me a cool picture. His wife has bird feeders with a camera on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a beautiful bird show up yesterday, which is really rare around here. I've never seen one at my house. I've seen other, you know, Baltimore Orioles and stuff like that. But this was a Bullock's Oriole. And
I'll be darned.
That's pretty rare.
We've seen occasionally we see an oriole. I'm not sure what time, but they'll come through and just migrating through or whatever. We see all kinds of birds, man. I had a piebald grackle, which was a white black bird. It was white and black,
right?
And it was a female grackle, and she hung around here until Hurricane Beryl, and we haven't seen one. Huh. The one thing from her, been here for years and years.
She's probably up in East Texas somewhere.
Yeah, she's displaced. She got displaced, to say the least, man, with that storm.
You know, I'm trying to remember, it was 3 or 4 springs ago that I had dozens and dozens. I mean, at one time, I know the indigo bunnings, they like that, I'll throw that feed out
beautiful.
On the ground, you know, a mix of Milo and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Crushed corn and all that, and I have a place I can put it out on the ground like that because the doves like it. They like scratching around. Well, there must have been 50 to 60 of them, of those indigo bunnings. You know, you'll see
those are beautiful
a few
birds.
Here and there, and, you know, some painted bunnings on occasion, but this time of year to get ready for it, if it'll ever warm up good and get some good southerlies, a lot of those birds will be coming back through, you know, to go nest up north for the summer.
Right. Well,
if you're into that, but I'm just into all kinds of outdoor stuff. I like watching birds,
oh, I am
animals,
too.
You know.
I am too. We're
killing fish.
You know, we spend time sitting out we sit out with a pair of binoculars every afternoon just looking at scanning across the bay.
You can tell we're getting old, man. Bird watching.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of fun. All right, brother. Well, Hammer. Throw them out
yes,
a number.
Sir.
Somebody wants to come fish with you when the weather breaks. I know there's not a lot of good fishing stuff to talk about right now, but throw them out a number, bud.
We'll get them soon. 713-208-0683. Thank you,
cabin
sir.
Fever set in on everybody. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir. Okay.
See you, man. All right, that's the Hammer down in the Tri-Bay area. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 418 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County now, and let's check in with old Bob Green this morning. Morning, Bob. How you doing, bud?
Good morning. Phone service sounds a whole lot better this morning than last week.
You clear as a bell.
We fought to talk last week at something else. I'm going to just about have to guess on water temperature because after Monday, things kind of went downhill. Yeah. and I'm sure all that wave action, too, helped stir it all over the lake. So, but, you know, it went from, but it was 69 and 70 Monday. So now after, three nights, two Wednesday, Thursday. Riding, it's still 34 right here. I'm looking at my temperature gauge outside. Not going to stick my toe up here yet.
You had to get in the 20s yesterday morning, huh?
We got in the 10. Yeah, I think it hit 19.
Oh, Lord. It did get good.
I went out there to check on a goat and just to make sure he wasn't laying dead, but anyway, he had plenty of hay and a good spot.
Yeah, a warm spot. He wasn't getting up.
No, he sure didn't. He didn't get up for quite a while. You said, well, that's the only one I got left. So so I'm kind of out of the goat business until this one goes, and I'll start over again. But I'm fishing some this week coming up, I think the temperature is supposed to be at 60. Oh, yeah. Gosh, I mean.
A lot of people be coming out of the woodwork next week when it warms up. Just get out of the house.
You know it.
Man.
You know it. So, it's supposed to be nice. So, I mean, all three first days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, for sure, I saw was actually calm. Which would be great compared to this wind we've had blowing up here. I mean, it's and I'm sure there too, but it's blowing out of the north there for what 3 days there. I mean, I thought all the limbs had fell out of the trees already, the dead ones. But shoot, it's another pickup morning when it feels like doing it. But, well, we'll see. Yeah, you're right. Next week's going to be, it's going to be boat ramp city, full.
Yeah.
But even when those fish that are in here spawning now, they're not going anywhere. They're going to come in and do their thing, and some will come in, some will go out.
Yeah,
and
some,
most of all the
probably
fishing
is with a water temperature drop a guy, they'll slide out a little bit and stage up, and then they'll move right back in on the next warming trend.
Yeah, and that should be next week, going on. So I hadn't looked any further than Thursday, I don't think. So, it can change so much. But, they hit this forecast pretty close. I mean, for the last few days, I mean, they were pretty much right on the money. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But the fish were still – yeah, most of the fish were still, rattle traps, chatterbaits, things like that.
Right.
And color, it didn't seem to really matter. I was throwing just a little smaller rattle trout, not the big 5/8 version of it, but that little shorter, stocky version of it. Mm-hmm. And of course, the chatterbait, I like some kind of either a silver or clear trailer to go on the back of it, and then just work it through the grass or on the trap, just rip it through it. But yeah, you're right. It's probably going to move them out just a little bit and then back in. So unless you can catch one of them big mamas already sitting on that nest trying to do her thing. It'll just, and of course after the wiggly baits and everything else, we're throwing those little wacky worm type deals and just letting them sit on the grass and not moving it hardly at all.
Right.
I mean, it's you move it too fast, you're not going to get bit. And after this cold weather, it'll probably be even a little worse than that. So, but I think today we're supposed to finally get above freezing here, earlier. Yeah. I mean, yesterday and the day before, I think we stayed freezing all day long. So
yes.
Kind of like that last one, except without the snow.
Without the snow and the lower temperatures.
And I thought something said something about snow this morning sometime, so I'll have to look at it again. I hadn't been looking at much news.
I know people were seeing little snow flurries the other day before yesterday, but it was that lake effect, or water effect, or that north wind blowing across that warmer water like that with a cloud cover and everything. It made little snowflakes. But nothing stuck.
I don't
above freezing when all that was going on. But
man, I don't want any more snow either. So or cold weather. But I'm sure we'll still have some more cold weather coming in. Just maybe not 4 or 5 days of it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I hadn't looked that far in advance. I don't know if they can call it that far in advance anymore.
Well, this day and age with the weather. Roller coaster we live upon. Sure. It's hard to look ahead.
Isn't that true?
You got to take it day by day.
That's about it.
Plan a trip, a certain area you want to go fish at, and then, man, you make all the arrangements, get down there, and then something like this blows in. You just, it's the way it is.
Yeah, or even the direction of the wind to where you're fishing at. I mean, if you want to fish one bank or the other, and you get a 30-mile-an-hour north wind. So I imagine that water
a lot of people hate summertime and the heat and everything, but your weather's consistent. It's just
I mean, you can work around it a little bit.
Yeah, you can. You sure can. Yeah,
this stuff we've got here, I mean, it's painful. I had a couple. We were supposed to fish, I think it was Friday, I'm not sure, but I mean, we were supposed to fish this morning. And we started looking at it and saying, well, let's see, the high is going to be 35, and the winds may be blowing at 10 to 20, which I don't think it's going to blow that hard today. But anyway, I mean, that's just painful fishing. I'm not that mad at them, and neither are some of the guys that fish with me either. But there'll be some of them out there somewhere this morning. The bones don't work as well when it's cold like that.
It's there's too many days to fish instead of pushing it. Yes, I mean, seriously. I can see if you're, a tournament, everybody's got to do it. You just got to lace up your boots and do it, brother. But
yeah, they just always took the fun out of it to me. Yeah. Now, if you were fishing for some big money, that'd be a different story.
Well, tournament fishing's fun when you're winning.
of course.
It's pretty miserable when you're having a bad day. You talk about a mental wreck, nerve wrecking. Drive a man to drink it.
Before this one came up, I wanted to make sure there wasn't any water in the live wells or even the pumps or anything like that. So I made sure I run all those dry and pull the plugs and stuff like that. Because a lot of people probably don't think about, especially if your boat's not in a completely enclosed spot. You know, it can mess up one of those pumps or anything else. I mean, I couldn't even, morning before last, I couldn't even get in the vehicles that were sitting out underneath in the rain, trying to, had to actually pour water on the door and the door handles to get in. So that's how cool it got here, you know, that morning. And I didn't even try to open the doors of my truck, because it was, I know I could see the ice on it, but I'm ready for that to go away, and let's get things running like it's supposed to be. Because I mean, this is nearly the end of February. You know, those fish are wanting to do their thing, and you know, March, April, and even into May is our, some of our best 3 months to get out there and get after it.
Yeah.
Whether you're catching females off the beds or males, they're both going to be there. So, you know. And now, I haven't heard any deep fishing going on right now, but I know there's got to be some out on some of them long humps, and that, and it may put some of these fish, you know, from this week out on those little spots. You know, or those that are thinking about coming in and say, well, wait just a minute here. I may want to wait a day or two. That's all it takes.
Well,
so we'll see. But I'm going to guess water temperature went from that 68, and it could be back to 65, and I could be wrong on that. So I won't know for sure until Monday.
Yeah, all our
unless water, you know, I talk
mid to low to mid 40s, and some, you know, a little bit above 50. So we had a good significant gosh. Drop, pretty good drop.
And you probably got a little water there up here, unless your tides are making up for it.
Well, they're coming back with this northeast wind this morning. It's pushing water back in.
Yeah, northeast. North winds, you know, I don't mind a north wind this time of year, because there's plenty of that place that they had where those fish like to get to. So, I can put up with that a whole lot more than a south or southwest wind. Of course, southwest winds, you know, protects anywhere from Park Prairie Park or kind of toward a dam area and stuff like that. It gives you a lot of fishing area.
Yeah.
But it sure is tough when you try to put the boat back on the trailer with the engine not running. But, you know, I think I told you they got that all fixed up. It was that that sensor underneath the fuel that apparently this happens ever so often. Sir?
Fuel pressure sensor?
Yeah, water and fuel deal.
Oh, okay.
Is what it was. And when that thing melted, I don't know how there couldn't have been a fire in there. Undoubtedly, you know, somebody smarter than me knew how to design that to where it wouldn't catch on fire when two wires come out that looks burnt.
Yeah.
But, I was down for about maybe 3 hours. He had it fixed. And so I was happy about that.
Yeah, that's real
but
good.
It's ready to go anyway. Just need to get out on the water.
Need some weather, bud.
Need some weather. I'll take it. I'll take next week, even with the crowd. There'll be buzzing around.
Work, I promise you.
No hunting going on or hunting going on.
So, squirrel season and quail end this weekend, Sunday evening.
I think here in Washington County, there's so many squirrels, they don't have a season anymore
here.
Yeah,
some counties don't have a season. It's just open year round. But East Texas over this way,
The deer are just now showing up out here. I must have had, I think I had 8 bucks standing out in the pasture. They're eating some grass and all. And bucks that I had seen earlier in the season, I thought had to be dead by now, showed back up. And then I had about 8 or 10 does in another pasture. So I started looking, thinking, man, there's not any does this year. But, yeah, they were still here. They were just running around hiding from all them old nasty bucks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm just,
well, they get run the so ratios. Hard, and then after they're bred, they're still trying to run them. And they have to, they just, you know, all the does kind of disappear and hide in the brush.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Over. They're just sick of being harassed.
Yep, and that's exactly right. They'd be sitting there minding their business, having a bite of corn, which really they didn't need as much corn with so many acorns on the ground. And even some of the acorns that are falling now are look good. They're not rotted out. So why there's still a few of them in there, I don't know. But that's what's going on then. So yeah. I actually turned my feeders back up a little bit. So, of course, I don't think that corn's got a whole lot of nutritional value.
They like it when it's cold, though.
Yeah,
it's,
they sure do.
I know down in South Texas it gets real cold like this. They lay it on that corn, buddy. They like it.
Yeah. Well, I had to turn it up a little bit because it was disappearing real quick. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Any kind of food they'll make better it. Than no food.
That's right. Yeah, but the grass is starting to turn green good again, but it's got a lot of clover. But
yeah, a lot of clover. All the weeds, they thrive in this cold weather. I can't believe it won't burn them back and kill them like it does grass. But no, weeds prevail.
That's the only way.
Hates weeds.
The only way I get any green grass up here is a green weed.
Yeah,
about it. That's okay. It looks good. Just it's not any good, really, but it looks good.
Well, so, all right, Bob. Well,
that's about it.
Somebody wants to call you, get up here and get in on some spring bass fishing. Give them a number so they can reach you, buddy.
Give them 281-460-9200, or they can pull up Bob Green Fishing and get a hold of us. Y'all have a great weekend coming up. Stay
you
warm.
Got it, Bob.
Look forward to next week. Bye-bye.
Later now. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, and let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building and family reunions, weddings, and other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:38 here in the Bayou City. Still a little cool this morning, but warming trend coming. Well, can't wait. Let's go down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Good morning, Tommy boy. What's up, man?
What's up, Mickey? What's up?
Oh, you were out of cell signal last week.
Yeah, I was.
Where you at? Coleto?
Yeah, there's some little cabins there. They're outside of, you know, not too bright. Well, not too far from the lake there.
Right.
And I stay in them sometimes, and you can't do anything but text. If for some reason it will not let you call out. Now, when you get out on the lake, you can, but when you're in the cabin in the woods, you can't do anything but text.
Well.
So that was all that was. It was down and out there. Now, I could have used the phone later on, you know, once I got, but it would have been 6:30 or so, and I'd have been on the water, but, yeah, it was out of commission in there. But I'm back now, dealing with the cold.
Yeah, how about this?
I know, it's just weird. I mean, that wind blew so hard this week. That tide, you know, the tide was the lowest yesterday that I, like, maybe have ever seen it. Was y'all's like that over there?
Yeah. Yep.
Like crazy, crazy low. I mean, I know it gets low. That's obvious. But this was, like, beyond what normal low looked like. This was crazy. I mean, I saw land.
I think the lowest tide I ever saw in Galveston Bay was after Hurricane Rita, when it dead centered, you know, Sabine Pass over there, and we had that north wind on the weak side of it.
Yeah.
It was blowing 70, 80, 90 miles an hour. It blew all the water out of Galveston Bay. I think the tide, they recorded 9 foot below pool or something like that. It was crazy.
Well, we were driving around going, just kind of driving around, and we were going headed south. And you know that bridge goes over Crockwell Bay?
Yeah.
You're going 35 headed south?
Yeah, I bet it was just dry land, huh?
It was dry land all the way across right
there. Wow.
There was no, you could see bottom, just total dry land. I don't mean like at the bank. I mean all the way across.
All the way across, yeah.
The whole thing, dry land at Crockwell Bay.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah. I mean, you could see stuff on the boat scars, prop scar. I mean, you know.
Yeah, where everybody's been running shallow and ripping the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a shallow bay anyway, but.
Yeah, but I've never seen a complete dry land right there all the way
across. One thing I've never seen in Crockwell Bay either is clear water. It always stays dirty.
That's true.
It's always a mud.
Yeah. It's very rarely I've ever seen it very clear. But we're going to make it through all this, and fish should be biting good when it warms back up again.
Yeah.
Just
people
like
ought to be
telling you
they're ready to get out of the house, man.
Yeah, you're right. I'm having a lot of, you know, talking to people, having people call that are like anxious to get out there.
Yeah. Ready to roll.
And it seems like I book 1 or 2 days a week, and that, of course, is the absolute worst days of the week every time.
Well, always.
Yeah. I had Wednesday booked, and that was the day it blew over 40. We didn't go.
Well, I saw some people that did, and I can't believe they went out and fished in that. We caught them. Well, good. What do you want? You want a trophy?
It was pretty bad over here. I'm sure somebody did. I'm sure you could have caught redfish somewhere. That water was probably blown out,
man.
Like that. You know those redfish are stacked up somewhere.
I fish for enjoyment, not misery.
It'd have been probably a redfish day somewhere, but we didn't do it. And then, so now I'm kind of in that fishing both stage right now, the bass fishing and the saltwater. I'm doing a little bit of it all right this minute, so.
Well, I think next week
I'm bass fishing on Tuesday. I got a saltwater trip Wednesday, and then I'm coming up there to Conroe for that big bass tour, the 3-day hourly deal, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
When is that?
Next week. Next week, 28th, 29th, 28th, 1st, and 2nd, yeah.
Yeah.
Next weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's a 3-day deal. It's pretty fun, man. Those hourly tournaments are pretty fun. I mean,
the
bad thing is there's a million people, and there's just people everywhere. It's just you're fishing in somebody else's boat half the time. But they really are fun. They're a fun tournament, you know. They give out. I think they said they're giving out 221 or 222 checks or something like that over 3 days.
Goodness.
So, I mean, they pay 10 places every hour, you know,
right,
for 7 hours for 3 days. So it's like, you know, if you don't catch one hour, that's right. The tournament starts over the next hour.
That's it. And hope you weigh your fish in the right hour. So it's
the right hour. That's the strategy part of it.
Yeah, keep one in the live well and keep listening. They usually broadcast it on a radio station.
They send us text. Yeah. We're
send
on text
out text page. Now, yeah.
Yeah, and you get these texts, and then also there's like a site that you can pop up, and it tells you, you know, constantly that what's going on.
Right.
So you got to be kind of close to the weigh-in, too, if you got something that you might want to weigh. You know, at the last minute, you need to be fairly close to weigh-in. You can't be the other end of the lake either. So, there's a strategy. It's strategy. Because I remember last year, I mean, I got a couple checks in last year, and I got one check for like a 2.9, you know.
Right.
And, Yeah, it wasn't even a big bass, but I was looking. I was close.
Well, the first hour is usually a good one to slip a little one in on. Yeah. You know, smaller fish.
That's what I did.
First hour.
I was the second hour, actually, and I got a 2.9. I got a $100 check for a 2.9.
2.9.
And then we had anything over 3, you know, I was kind of putting in the live well. If it was over 3, might as well stick it in the live well and look.
Yeah.
And, four-pounders usually get you something. It's neat just farting with it and, you know, playing with it and figuring it all out.
Right.
And then you can, you know, obviously they give away first place as a new boat. So, plus you win the $1,000, whatever hour you waited in.
Yeah, hopefully you win some hourly money so you can pay the taxes on that new boat you win.
Yeah. You're going to win whatever hour you wait in if you win the overall. So there's $1,000 and then the new boat.
Yeah.
And then they give away lots of stuff. And they give away, even when you don't win,
right,
just for entering, they give away new rods and they give away all kinds of junk just entering it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty neat tournament. Just too many people.
Participation trophies.
Yeah. So I'll be doing that next week. And then hopefully it looks like the weather's in the 70s next week.
Yeah, it is.
So
that's what they're
saying
anyway.
I mean, that's what we need. We need some 70s.
Well, not that many days ago, it was 80 degrees, so, and look at it now. So,
did you hear anything about water temperatures? What's y'all's water temperature right now?
Man, we're running, Tommy, we're from the kind of low to mid-40s up to about low 50s.
There was one site that showed East Matagorda yesterday, like, 38 or something, 36, and I'm like, man, that's how that's right.
Well,
didn't know if it was, you know, it was crazy.
Well, on that east end down there, you know, as low as the water gets and that cold wind blowing on it, it's possible. That's always the first place it gets really bad cold, you know.
Maybe east end, and because the tide was so low, I don't know, it sounded awful low to me.
Yeah, I'm showing right now. Eagle Point's 35.2 degrees with 46-degree water. Morgan's Point's 34 with 52.
34 or 44?
No, 34-degree air temperature
with 52-degree
water.
I got
no.
you. All right.
No, if that water was that low, we'd all be talking about something else this morning. We'd be panicking. All right, man. Well, Tommy, glad I got a hold of you, bud. If somebody wants to call you about coming to Matagorda and hanging out, make it a cast, how they get a hold of you.
Yeah, and like I said, next week we'll be doing all kinds of things, so we'll be everywhere.
All right.
They can get me on Facebook as Tommy Alexander, but my phone is always the best. Leave a message or text if I don't answer at 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Well, you have a good day. Good talking to you, man.
All right.
Later.
Talk to you later.
All right. All right, let's go down south now to South Padre, and let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I couldn't be better.
I'm doing pretty
well,
good myself.
I could be basting in warm temperatures somewhere right now.
Right. You're going to have to go further south of me to do that, bro.
I'm telling you, y'all are cold down there too, huh?
Yes, sir. It's in the 30s, that's for sure. It's a cold one.
That's cold for Port Isabel. That is cold.
Yeah, it's cold. I tell you what, I fished yesterday, too. And
Oh, man. You mad at him or something?
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm mad at him or I'm just poor, one of the two, or a little bit of both, probably. Who knows?
Did you catch anything?
Yeah, we caught some nice trout yesterday.
Good.
Fishing, nothing too crazy, you know, maybe 4-pounders. Which is still pretty cool to get a hold of a few of them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's for a day. It's so cold. I got a good buddy that was coming in town. And, I mean, it's a client I've had for years, but, you know, we became good friends after a while. And,
right.
He's in town. We're going to do a little bit of pig hunting and some shooting for a couple of days. And, I mean, he got in yesterday, but the weather today just looks so, like, brutally nasty to go out there. You know, so I think it's going to be blowing 25 with 80% chance of rain today. So
yeah, I'm showing all that low pressure moisture down there by you. you know, all through yep. Matamoros and South Padre and even up there towards Reynosa. And it's just, that's what's going to come to us tomorrow. It's going to move up the coast. We got 100% chance of rain tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, just pretty hardcore. So for the weekend, so we went out for a quick little run, quick 2.5 hours yesterday, or it's like 3 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
Just because it was going to be the only day without rain for like 2 days, you know. So we went out and bounced some jigs around and wondering what was going to bite with the weather being so cold. And the trout are eating. They weren't too mad. So that's a good sign. I did get to fish a few times earlier in the week, though, although we've just had kind of a bad weather week. You know, I've gotten... I had to cancel more than one day, but we did get some fishing in, you know.
Yeah.
We were hanging around and bouncing some jigs around for some redfish and some trout on the flats, which that was going pretty good. I did two wade fishing trips this week, so we were wade fishing on Monday and Tuesday, and that was good. There was no wind, so, and the tide was kind of low, so it was a little bit tough because some of the areas where I was seeing a lot of the fish, the big numbers of fish, was really skinny stuff. You know, I'm talking about a foot, you know, a foot and a half. And there were some big trout mixed in with some redfish. And when you get those calm days where it's super slick, those fish that are in that 1 foot of water, 1.5 foot of water, and it's slicked out, it's just so hard to get a hold of them.
It is. Man,
I just couldn't sneak up on them that well. And then I was wondering, like, why I couldn't sneak up on them and what was happening. And then I started seeing some redfish, like, laid up in the grass, you know, just sitting there. And to me, that's not necessarily the best sign when they're really just sitting still in the grass on the bottom, you know, hunkered down. I was putting lures on their forehead, and they wouldn't touch it, you know. Literally bouncing it, and they'd just swim off. And so... we had a little bit of a lull there on one of the days, but we were doing sun up to sunsets both days. So we'd have the bad bite and the good bite throughout the day, you know. But then we started getting, you know, in a little bit deeper stuff, and we had a little bit of wind on the second day, and we were catching a lot more trout and some more quality redfish, and we ended up getting a couple of flounder also, and then we got enough. We had quite a bit of fish on day two. It was fun. And so we went and snook fished the afternoon. And that turned out to be great. We caught maybe 20 snook. The afternoon bite for the snook has been significantly better than the morning bite for me. We went out there and, yeah, like I said, maybe 15, 20 snook. A bunch of them were really good.
Awesome.
And that was good, you know, but then obviously Wednesday and Thursday we didn't get to fish because the weather was so bad. We've been just kind of hunkering down, but we're going to get ready, and I got a full week next week, so looks like, well, the weather's going to be good enough to fish next
better
week.
Better weather next week. I can promise you that. Well, according to the forecast, things can change. It is Texas. So,
yeah.
It is Texas.
Yep. So they say the weather is going to be good, but we don't know yet.
You know, like the weather today, just wait till tomorrow. It'll change for you.
Yeah, or a couple hours even.
True.
But,
especially where you're at.
Oh, yeah, it's just been crazy down here. Yesterday was one of the coldest days I've fished in quite a long time. You got to be pretty mad at them.
Yeah, well.
But we went out there. That we are, you know. We went out there and got them. You know, it was
you
good.
Went.
So, yep. Tell you what, next week the weather's looking nice, looking to be a little bit calm. I've got a couple of sheepshead trips. I'm going to run my first one or two of the year, and they're pretty stacked up out there at the jetties already.
It's sheep season, man.
Some videos of a couple of people quadrupled up out there on live shrimp already. And
right.
Tell you what, it's not the most sporting style of fishing, but sometimes it's good just to not have to worry about finding fish.
You know, that's
yeah.
Hey, it them sheep are fixing to catch hell here for about the next 30 days.
Yep, I'm going to give it to them too.
There you go.
I tell you what, but you know, yeah, like I said, sometimes it's good just to go fishing and not have to worry about finding fish. Like, you know, just the stress of, not the stress, but just the whole search thing is what right. I really love and enjoy. But sometimes it's just, you got a bunch of young kids and stuff.
I love searching for fish when I can find them. I just hate it when you search yeah. for them and can't find them. That's the bad exactly. part.
Yeah. I hate when it takes longer than the first couple hours of the fishing trip to find them. But yeah, those sheephead are nice and easy. It's good just to pull up and drop down, catch some fish, and be 100% confident in it that you're going to have a good day with a bunch of kids and stuff like that. You know, like I said, this is the time of the year when I tell people to bring 5 people on the boat if you want to.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Brian. Well, hey, good talking to you this morning. Somebody wants to get with you about coming down, give them some info how they can get in touch.
Sure. I do have some openings coming up here in the near future. So be good to go to get out on the water is a good time. Area code 956-755-9413. Or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, Brian. Hey, have a good weekend, man. Good talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
See you, bud.
Thank you.
All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.